We're going to pause briefly for station identification. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
This is Rob Casting Radio. For Boom's Line Basketball on a Saturday afternoon. Hi, everyone. I'm Rob Adams. Welcome aboard. And we are just a few seconds into the game, and Maddie has hit the game's first 2 points. Boom's Line with a 2-0 lead. She picks off the rebound, brings it back the other way, trying to spin it away here as we get started. Boom's Line in their second game, and just since I've walked in the door, and it's handled down the left side. We are in Ardsley, New York, and House of Sports, and a turnover taken back the other way. Staying in the lane, goes out to the left side of the lane, and they'll whistle a foul. So it'll give us a chance to settle in. As you know, in places like this, things move very quickly. So we're off and running. 12:56 to go in the first half. It's 2-0 Boom's Line. And a free throw coming for Bourne Leaders. And she misses the first one. Nice to see everybody. It's been obviously several months. I believe May was the last game we were together for, so certainly good to be back. Still 2-0 with a second free throw to follow here. And as I started to say, this is just one of those, you know, factories of sports. It's just game after game after game on these four basketball courts. I just watched Boom's Line lose the early game today, 30-19. Second free throw coming up, but it's taking a moment because there's a loose shoe that needs to be tied up, so that's getting taken care of. But as you know, once one game ends, and there was a boys game here prior to the Boom's Line game, They get the girls on the floor, a quick shoot around, and the next thing you know, the officials are standing at midcourt and saying, let's go. Second free throw. That is good. So it's 2-1. Boom's Line with the early lead, 12:52 to go in the first half. Brought up into the front court, switching off to the right side is Alexa. She's got it up top, gets to the elbow, has her pocket pick, but it's taken back. Pull-up jumper right near the elbow from Maddie, and it goes out of bounds. It'll go back to Bourne Leaders in a 2-1 contest. Heading down the other way. Long pass grabbed in the lane. Sent back out by Bourne Leaders. Out to the left side. A ball fake and then a lean-in off the side iron. No good. Bourne Leaders get the offensive board, ball on the floor, sits there for a moment, goes out to the left side again with a ball fake back up top. Swinging inside, pull up near the blocks, no good on the left side. Spinning around, and the rebound control by Maddie, brought back by Alexa. Alexa driving into the right blocks, off a hop, they're going to call a held ball there. So it will go in favor of Bourne Leaders. It's 2-1, Boom's Line. And 11:50 remaining in the first half, and another shoe needs to be tied. Kate's got it all tied up. She's ready to go. As Alexa runs over to Coach Ryan for a word of encouragement, Coach Mike and Coach Ron hanging out nearby. 2-1 the score. And very, very nice to be back with everybody. Like we said, we haven't seen you probably since May. A good job to keep it from going out of bounds by Ellie on that far side, left side for Boom's Line, but the pass picked off and taken the other way by Bourne Leaders. Driving, a turn, brings out outside the arrow, off a ball fake, goes inside. Swings back out, left wing foul line extended. All the way down into the right blocks and perfectly placed for the lay-in to make it 3-2, Bourne Leaders. Boom's Line took the early 2-0 lead. Ellie up top, goes left, Left side driving in was Kate. Back to Ellie, looking right. That ball tipped, comes over to Alexa. Alexa driving along the baseline, and a turnover committed by Boomslang. Bourne Leaders basketball. Bourne Leaders in the green with the white uniforms. Boomslang's uniform has changed just a little bit. Their light blue is now a little brighter, or a little darker, I should say, a little richer. I actually like it. It's quite nice. Along with kind of a floral pattern that runs down along the side of the top and the shorts. So Boomslang, everyone looking great. Bourne Leaders, of course, uses that green and white. However, the block style numbers and their logo on the front are all in pink. It works. So ends the fashion report in a 3-2 contest. Bourne Leaders on top. Alexa tries to split the double team. Maddie in the free throw line. Alexa again turns from the line, puts it up, no good. Nearly controlled by Boomslang, but instead Bourne Leaders gets it back. They have a 3-2 lead. Heading down into the right corner with 10:21 remaining in the first half. It is a day for layers as it goes out of bounds to the Boomslang bench. In that, it's warm inside, but it's fairly, you know, rainy and chilly outside as Foreign Leaders is going to make a couple of changes in a moment. I don't know if they were whistled in, though, and the official has the hand up saying, hold on a minute. One Bourne Leaders player had gone all the way behind Boomslang's bench. Then sheepishly, she returns, and then she heads out for some reason. Okay. Inbound by Bourne Leaders. They drive baseline with the lead underneath the cylinder, and that is a whistle and a foul call. Looks like it's on Taylor. That would be her first. If it's on Taylor... I'm not sure I see Taylor in the game. But that's what I saw in the indication. Anyway, free throw, no good. Now they're able to make the substitutions for Foreign Leaders. It's quite endearing at this level to watch. The girls are still so new to the game in so many ways. But they all play really hard, and they're fun. Second free throw. That is good. So Bourne Leaders takes a 4-2 lead, 10 minutes remaining in the first half. Across the timeline comes Alexa, getting through traffic. Ball sits over on the near side for Kate, and a held ball will be called right out in front of us. We are just past the baseline at one end of the court. So I have to kind of disappear from time to time, but it doesn't seem to be bothering anybody. Bourne Leaders will bring it up. I suppose, in my perspective, I could say they're going right to left, but it's kind of top to bottom right now as Boomslang is bringing it back. Alexa tried to bounce pass off to her left, trying to feed it off to Nelly. Instead, it's stolen away by Bourne Leaders. They'll bring it back, heading inside, throwing it up underneath. That'll fall. 6-2 the score, and the score up to 4, but for the lead for the Leaders. 9:15 remaining in the first half. Alexa out on the wing, backs it further out, goes to the right side now, throws it up down near the baseline. That was an air ball, but it went out off of Ellie along the far baseline. Nelly will inbound. She's trying to feed Kate. Instead, underneath is Ellie, who will back it out. At the free throw line, she looks on the pivot. Taken away from her by Kate. Kate out to the right side, stays up outside the arc, lost her dribble, rolls it along the floor, gets it back. Here comes Ellie all alone, drives right side of the lane, too strong off glass. Maddie the rebound. Kate gets it back. Good possession for Boomslang. They trail 6-2, 8:35 remaining in the first half, and stolen away by Bourne Leaders. Going down to the other end, that is off to the side of the net. Second try, no good. Hitting off glass, stays right on the floor, and it's picked back up by the Leaders. A jumper from the left blocks, no good. And play continues with 8:17 remaining in the first half. Ball goes out of bounds. Bourne Leaders inbounds, and it bounces right out into the fans. Small grandstands at each one of these courts. And actually not enough to hold the fans for most of these games because the parents fill them in, and, you know, 20, 30 fans. And you may say, oh, wow, that sounds absolutely pedestrian, but it's really not considering what a capacity would be for one of these games. Boomslang basketball, they trail 6-2. 8:09 remaining in the first half. Up top, Alexa throws it up and good. So the lead back to 2 at 6-4. Boomslang back on the defense as Bourne Leaders brings it from right to left in the green with the white and pink. Heading out to the right side and a whistle called from behind. That has to be one of the most difficult things about playing in this kind of an atmosphere. There are 4 games currently going on. You do the math. There are 2 officials at each game. That's 8 sets of whistles that can be blowing at any time, and you have to hope, that you hear the right whistle. The girls did not hear the right whistle initially. They continued to play. It's Boomslang ball. Bring it forward. Bouncing down to the floor, jumping back up. They carry on. Heading out to the right side. Knocked out in the right corner. Stays alive with Bourne Leaders. They'll get it back. They have a 6-4 lead. Looks like Isla is getting ready to check in. Right side of the lane, all alone, up no good on the layup try, and settled back down by Boomslang. Brought to the other end, driving. Aurora was right near the baseline, or I beg your pardon, Alexa, could not get a shot off. Sent back down, this is picked off by Alexa, now I can say her name correctly, and she brings it back. Had it nearly stolen away, and it bounces out on the sideline. Just lost the handle on it. Isla does indeed check in. I got to say hello to her before the game. She is always very nice to talk to. Kate will step out. 6-4 of the score. Of course, Isla's dad is the man, is a man that I know, so I was talking to both of them. But Isla came over and said to me, this is where you can set up. And I thought, that's good. I like that. She's helpful. Along the right side, Bourne Leaders comes away with it. All alone, middle of the lane, pull-up jumper, no good. That was a 10-footer as it goes back down onto the floor, scrum in the lane, and they'll call the held ball. It'll be Boomslang basketball. Fierce boys game going on to my left over on court 4 on a different colored floor. That is the shooting lab, they call it here at House of Sports. So they put down the different colors on the floor. This traditional wood floor. Isla right side had it go out off her leg. It'll be Bourne Leaders basketball. So Bourne Leaders takes it. Sent ahead in the turnover. Alexa's got it, starts to drive. She's in a one-on-one. Alone she comes, turns, puts it up, good. And the game is tied at 6. Alexa has 4 to lead Boomslang. Down to 5:53 remaining in the first half. As that goes out of bounds. Remember, the clock will often keep running, or it'll stop on occasion. It stopped in this case at 5:46. But, you know, it can be a little, oh, I might have let a few seconds run off the clock. Who cares kind of thing. 6-6 score. 5:41 to go first half. Felt like I saw some of that last night in high school football. As Isla stepped out of bounds, they will blow the play dead. Yeah, there's some fierce basketball going on to my left in that boys' game. Rebels, and I can't tell who the other team is. But in any event, Bourne leaders back with 5.5 remaining in the first half. They drive, get down near the paint. That is put up, no good. Play bounces out of bounds. It'll stay with Bourne leaders. Boys game as well, going down to our right. On the inbound, Boomslang takes it back. Boomslang with a chance to take the lead, 5:13 remaining in the first half. Alexa brings it down, right side, starting to back in. Holding the ball for a moment, on the pivot, sends back out, knocked away. Good job for the body control on the side of the lane as she gets it back the other way for Bourne leaders. Out to the right side, 15-footer is short. Bounced around, rebounded by Bourne leaders. Heading out to the left side, working along the left sideline, and then it comes back with Boomslang. Boomslang trying to take the lead. Down to the right baseline. Losing the handle on it was Aurora. Back to the free throw line and stolen by Bourne leaders. Getting ahead, it goes to number 5 for them, who I know already has a couple of points, and she was fouled right as she went to put up the shot. 4.5 remaining, first half in a 6-6 tie. She will get a couple of free throws. She was 1 out of 2 to start the game. First one on the way. That is just off the left side of the rim. Second one coming as Bourne leaders will go for a change. There is scheduled to be a 3:45 game for these girls as well, so we may try to bring that one to you if time works out. And they just keep them moving here. They also will play again tomorrow. We are scheduled to bring you 2 games. Second free throw is good. Got a friendly bounce. And Bourne leaders regains the lead at 7-6. Alexa for Boomslang. Handles it, goes off her fingertips, goes to the sideline and out of bounds. So it'll be Bourne leaders basketball. They have a 1-point lead, 4:05 remaining in the first half. On a dribble drive, that's up and no good for Bourne leaders. They get the rebound, but Isla steals that away. Isla for Boomslang brings it back. Has it knocked around, goes to the left side, turns, leaves it behind. Alexa up top, moving to the right side, sends inside. That got blocked. Knocked around and for a moment sat with Boomslang, and now they will blow the whistle. And Bourne leaders started to dribble away without the officials resetting. On the inbound, Bourne leaders controls. 3:37 remaining first half, 7-6 Bourne leaders. Spinning through, left side of the lane, up and good. And this is the largest lead now for Bourne leaders. They have a 9-6 three-point advantage. And they've got it right back on a pass that was intercepted right out in front of me. Turning around, it comes down to the other end of the court and out of bounds. .308 remaining in the first half, 9-6 the score. And I believe a timeout has been called by Bourne leaders. So, Coach Ron, Coach Mike, Coach Ryan, and broadcaster Rob all get a chance to take a breath, although the coaches will talk to their players. I get to talk to all of you. And happy to do so. It's been a busy week of sports already. Some tremendous high school football games, including one that I saw last night that ended on a last-second field goal. Young man named Eric Perino drilled a 42-yarder up in Meriden, Connecticut, as Greenwich High beat Maloney High 30-28. One of the better games I've seen, and I've called a few. Taking a moment to watch the boys game going on to our left, and that's some good competition over there. Born leaders back on the floor. Boomslang has to break out of their huddle. So much so that they had to sound the horn. And back out they come. The inbound from underneath the basket. Can't find anybody. Still can't find anybody. The throw in does come in, and it's stolen away by Ellie. Ellie in a one-on-two brings it back the other way. Gets into the lane just a few feet in. Turning and spinning out to Alexa. She's on the right wing with the foul line extended. Starts her drive. To the baseline she goes. Works through. Gets middle of the lane. Up, no good. Almost got her own rebound. Does get it back. Goes to the baseline. Wheeling and dealing. In a 9-6. Born leaders lead. 2.5 remaining first half. This is up off the side of the stanchion. No good. And that'll go the other way. Born leaders works it ahead. 2:23 remaining first half. A long shot from the right baseline. No good. And it's Maddie to pick off the loose ball. She starts her drive. Pulls up. That hits. She dials a little long distance. And Boomslang down 1-9-8. So Born leaders will bring it. Lobbed ahead to the right side in the blocks. That's good. Game to 11-8. 3-point lead. Number 6 for Born leaders with 6 points. And a whistle's going to turn it back over. So play stops. 1:43 remaining in the first half. 11-8 the score. This now our second year. I don't think we've actually passed the end of the first year since we did our first game, but for all intents and purposes, the beginning of the second year of covering Boomslang, so what a blast. And a whistle right on the sideline, a foul called. It'll be side out of bounds for Born leaders, as I believe Nelly's getting ready to check back in. Nellie checks in. Kate sits down. You can just hear it is a hum of activity here at House Sports. Then down toward the right wing. Ball fake. Back to the free throw line for Born leaders. Splitting defenders. Leaning in. Clanking no good. 1:25 remaining first half and the ball goes out of bounds. Quick inbound, wide open, up and no good. Trying to get it back, she does. Heading out to the right side, stays along the baseline. Turning and now coming in to battle for it is Ellie. Battle continues and they let them play, so the ball just goes on. Play continues down to the baseline, fighting through. That errant pass got blocked, then stolen, then out of bounds. It'll be Boomslang basketball. Under a minute remaining first half, 11-8 the score. Born leaders makes a change. Alexa will inbound. She does. To Ellie it comes. Ellie toward the corner, had her pocket picked. Staying in the corner, looking for help. It's taken by Born leaders. Ellie trying to get that ball right back. But Born leaders got it. Goes down to the other end. They scrum for it. Now they call the jump ball. 41 seconds remaining in the first half. Hope you're enjoying it. And of course, if you're not catching it live, you're catching it in our archive, and we do put the games up there, so this will be archived later on. There's Alexa. That's a long shot, no good. Boy, she's not afraid to haul it up. Still 11-8. And if you've got that shooting range, great, do it. But they'll whistle the play dead. Alexa, in the meantime, will tie the shoes. 22.6 remaining in the first half. Born leaders will inbound the ball right in front of the scorer's table. on the inbound. Born leaders across the timeline. Go left. Just inside the arc, trying to work in. Staying along the left side with 12. Trying to work the baseline. It goes out of bounds. So they stop the clock with 7.9 remaining. Boomslang has to bring it the length of the floor. Into Ellie with 6. Down to 5. Quick pass ahead. No one home. And it bounces out of bounds. And with 2.6 remaining, not a lot of time to do anything for Born Leaders. Ball is inbounded. It is touched right near midcourt, and the first half comes to an end. So Born Leaders takes an 11-8 lead here at the break. Teams are still on the floor, so I'm going to hold on for just a moment. I didn't know if they would let them grab a water break, but that doesn't appear to be the case. I thought we'd have a chance to catch our breath, but I'm not sure we're going to. No, we are well, they hauled a shot up and that's it. They apparently let them restart at midcourt. Now it's halftime. It's 11-8. In complete confusion. Okay, second half coming up. They've already put 14 on the clock to start the second half. So we will be off and running again in a moment or so. Rob Adams with you from House of Sports here in Ardsley, New York, not far outside of Yonkers, south of Elmsford, and sitting right alongside the New York State Thruway. This quite a place, these kind of sports, you know, these are like sports warehouses in a matter of speaking, but this one has multiple floors to it. We're on the basketball floor right now, but if you go upstairs, there are baseball batting cages. There was a volleyball area that I saw, so there's a lot more to this place. I know there's some turf here as well, so that's for, you know, soccer and other turf teams to practice on and play on. So there's a lot going on here. Boomslang got, according to my notes, 4 from Maddie and 4 from Alexa. Those are their 8 points. And they lead 11-8 here at the break. I know there's all kinds of crazy weather going on outside, but games are here and they will be played unless there is true concern. And you can remember that from, we saw some very heavy rain. I remember one day back in, might have been April, March or April. Very, very heavy rain. And we drove all the way up to Newtown, and I remember my tires were not particularly good at that time. So we slipped and we were slipping and sliding the whole way. So much so that I got home that night and was going to go back and do games on Sunday, and my son said to me, "Dad, take my car tomorrow." Oh, that's what we did. Teams are back out on the floor, ready to go for the second half. And the inbound coming. They had inbounded it, and now they're going to start all over again. Boomslang now heading from right to left. Alexa in the backcourt. Works her way across the timeline. Heads over to the left side, foul line extended. Deals to Ellie. Ellie switching hands, lost it, trying to get it back. Taken by Bourne leaders. They have a three-point lead and the whistle. Another thing to understand, if you've never been to an atmosphere like this, and we've been to a few of these now, as in it, the pass is errant. We'll finish the point in a moment. Bourne leaders brings it back. From the elbow, the shot short, but a foul whistled. I believe it is on Kate, and that's the case. But places like this, and we went to places like this in New Milford, Newtown, now here, they are just basketball court after basketball court. So there is really just kind of standing room and those bleachers that I mentioned as the first free throw is no good. So people are constantly shuffling around, and that's why I'm standing on a baseline to call the games. You know, maybe 5 feet behind the baseline and out of play. Second free throw. That, no good. Shot by, or a lane violation was called by the officials, so there's going to be a third try. This one on its way. 11-8 right now, and no good. Settled back down underneath as Maddie got it, and again a whistle blown. This whistle goes in favor with the possession arrow of Bourne leaders. Inbound is intercepted by Maddie. Bourne leaders up three. 13:20 remaining second half. Shot no good by Maddie. Ellie the rebound. Ellie heads out to the right side. She tries it. That short goes underneath the basket. Bourne leaders picks it up and brings it back. 13:09 remaining second half. Sent across the timeline. Pass is complete as they work around. Bourne leaders continues on the ball. Lobbed down toward the baseline. Off a ball fake back near the blocks. Through the double team. Now becomes a triple team of Boomslang players heading down to the baseline. Sent back out. It's all the way up top. Kate scrambling for it. She tries to steal it. Bourne leaders comes away with it. Alexa pokes it away, but it stays with Bourne leaders. 12:35 remaining in the second half. Aaron pass taken away by Maddie. She's got it. Trying to get it back at least to one. Working inside along the baseline. Throws it. That might have even gone behind the stanchion or through it. But regardless, it went out of bounds. It will be Bourne leaders' ball. On the inbound pass. Controlled by Bourne leaders. 12:19 remaining. Second half. 11-8 the score. And a whistle for a backcourt violation. It'll be taken out of bounds. Into Alexa. She'll start it. Left hand on the dribble. Begins her drive. Hauls it up from way downtown. That's good. Way up top, and it's a three to tie us at 11. So Alexa now with seven. And Bourne leaders trying to get it across the timeline. Boomslang last led at 2-0 and 2-1. But this game now tied at 11. Across the line with 11:55 remaining. I don't remember ever seeing a three-pointer by Boomslang last year. Kate up top, throws it right, and this shot's good. Nelly hitting from 10. And Boomslang regains the lead at 13-11. Coming down to 11.5 remaining. In the front court, lobbed ahead, driving baseline. This up in an air ball, second try, got it. And the game tied right back up. 13 all with 11:09 remaining. Boomsline comes away, or rather Bourne Leaders comes away with it in the right blocks. They send it back and it rolls out of bounds. It'll be Boomsline ball. Bourne Leaders wanting to make changes. They'll send in four players. Remember, as we did last year, we don't get any roster or anything from the other team. We're just asked to focus on Boomsline. Call the game, of course, which we do. If we ever get their names, we'll thread them in. Nelly along the baseline and out of bounds. So if you're wondering why there are a lot of things you don't hear that, if you're familiar with my play-by-play style, I, you know, get all the names. Well, this is different. And these are, you know, very young girls as well. Sent down low. Bourne Leaders comes away off an errant pass. And they throw it out of bounds. That went to a father. That is not the right person to get the ball. 10.5 remaining. A 13-13 tie. Coach Mike really running things. Left behind. He's the one doing the standing and coaching. There's a pull-up jumper. That's good. That's a pretty shot along the left side for Bourne Leaders. So now they regain the lead at 15-13 and a whistle. And it's a foul side out of bounds. Inbounded, controlled, brought in by Bourne Leaders, stuffed underneath as Alexa got a hand on the ball, and it goes out of bounds. But she's the last touch, so it goes back to Bourne Leaders. And a 9:45 remaining, and that one no good from the baseline. It'll go out of bounds. Maddie went to inbound it. She was a little too quick. But again, as I have said to you before, the officials are so patient with the girls. It's really quite nice. Alexa in the backcourt, across the timeline with a hop, gets it down to Nelly. Nelly has it knocked away by Bourne Leaders and out of bounds. 9:28 remaining. Second half, 15-13. Inbounded to Kate. Nelly, right wing, drives, gives it off. Wild shot from the corner. That bounces around, no good. Controlled back by Bourne Leaders. They have a two-point lead. Driving right side of the lane. Up, no. Controlled by Alexa, and then they, two players kind of wheeling each other around. Play stops with 9:10 remaining. Bourne Leaders will inbound. On the inbound. Stolen away. Alexa's got it for Boomsline. She drives and they'll blow the whistle. So it will turn back to Bourne Leaders with 8:55 to go. Bourne Leaders has a two-point lead. Inbounded along the left side. Up top. Staying along that left side. Stolen away. Back comes Boomsline. Looking left, they go to Alexa. Alexa lobbed down. Maddie turns. No. Kate gets it back. And a whistle. 8:35 remaining. And Kate heading to the free throw line. These are the first free throws Boomsline has thrown in this game. But first, a loose shoelace. Might have to go to the triple knots. Gentleman just walked by me with a cup of coffee, and the first free throw is good. Kate cuts it to 15-14. A chance to tie it up. Here it comes, and it's no good. Went off the right iron. Good effort, but 15-14 is the score. Coming right down near me. In the middle of the lane, thrown up and out of bounds. The official kind of watched it go right by him. And on to the letters that say House of Sports. Here in Ardsley, New York. Along the sideline, a collision. And they will whistle it in favor of Boomslang. Kate will inbound with 8:13 remaining. Lobbed along the sideline into traffic. That'll turn back. It'll be Bourne Leaders basketball. 1 point lead for Bourne Leaders. They've got it. Bring it ahead. Right side dialing long distance. It's short. Was an air ball, but they get the ball back. Left side now. Long shot is good. Lead back to three at 17-14. And heading right over toward their bench, she slid out of bounds. Bourne Leaders, I think, has spread the scoring among six different players. The inbound goes to Maddie. Maddie driving from right to left. Lost the handle. It rolls out of bounds. So an inbound to Kate and a travel. And so that turns it right back. It'll be Bourne Leaders basketball. I'm jealous of the person who walked by with the coffee. I want a coffee. 7:25 remaining. Oh, well. Bourne Leaders takes the inbound. They've got it. And a three-point lead, but stolen. Brought right back. And the whistle is blown, and a travel has been indicated. So the turnover giveth and taketh away. Inbound for Bourne Leaders. 3 point lead, 7:15 remaining. Playing catch just across the timeline. Head out to the left side. They can shoot these girls. The girls know how to shoot the rock as it bounces down. They get it back, right side of the lane. Throw it up, that's no good. Taken away, and Alexa's got it for Boomslang. And that darker, almost teal blue as they lean in with Nelly, and the shot no good. Tried it a couple of times. Bourne Leaders brings it back. So much going on here. Stopping for Bourne Leaders. The pull-up is good from 5 feet out. So they have extended their lead now to five at 19-14, and a turnover brings it the other way. Controlled on the sideline, right in front of the Bourne Leaders bench. Brings it up top. Works out to the right side. Right hand on the dribble, sends back up top. To the free throw line, between the circles, up no good. Went to the left side of the rim. Maddie has it. Maddie controlled it and then stolen away. But Boomslang there to recover it. So it'll go with Alexa. Work to do, under 6 minutes remaining. Nelly from the line, no good. It bounces out of bounds. The boys' game I was telling you about is 43-38 in favor of the guest. I don't know who is who, but they're having themselves a fun game. They have 1:43 remaining in that one. It is Boomslang ball on the inbound. And a quick whistle on a jump ball. It's Alexa for the inbound. Into Kate. Rolls right back out of bounds to the sideline. It's Nelly and Kate. Looks like Aurora and Alexa. And I need a fifth player. It's Ellie. There we go. We have the five for Boomslang. The inbound almost stolen. It was a long pass in, and Kate got a hand on it. 5:28 remaining, 19-14 Bourne leaders. Lobbed ahead, Bourne leaders right elbow into the blocks. That's up and good. So Bourne leaders has really taken control of this game, and they have a 7-point lead. The shot at the other end, no good. Kate got it back for Boomslang, but work to do. Down 7 and 5:03 to go. Now Bourne leaders in the front court. Sent ahead, it sits underneath. Off a fake out to the right side. Jumper no good. Rebound secured by Aurora. Turned over. Off the front rim, no good. Kate the rebound. Alexa will bring it up. Coming down to 4:40 remaining. Closer to the sideline. Alexa has it taken away. And Bourne leaders bringing it back in a 3-on-none. That's short underneath as Kate got back. She takes it away. Looks out to the side. Nelly can't control it. Taken right back by Bourne leaders. They throw up a wild shot from the baseline. And it's Aurora to go the other way. Boomslang down 7 with 4:15 remaining. And out of bounds. Now back with Bourne leaders. Sent ahead. It's loose. Stays along the left side. Further down. Off a ball fake. Left baseline. Back up top for Bourne leaders. Out it goes with 3:48 remaining. Stolen by Alexa. She'll turn and head back. Lobbed ahead to Ellie. Ellie hopping. Gets in the lane. Underneath Kate. Up no good. Went off the fingertips of Aurora, and Bourne leaders gets it back with three and a half to go. I beg your pardon. Ball fake on the left side, down to the baseline. Good battle, and Alexa getting a hand on it to knock it out of bounds. It'll stay with Bourne leaders. Ellie went to get the ball, and the official's looking at her, just shaking his head. Bourne leaders ball, and a timeout has been called. 3:24 remaining, second half, here in Ardsley. We plan to bring you the 3:45 game. Now it is 3:40, and I realize that. Set up and breakdown, if we have to change courts, should be quick and painless. But we'll deal with that in 3 minutes and 24 seconds. 21-14. Bourne leaders leading Boomslang. We're still watching the other game. The Rebels and the team in the blue and orange to our left. There's 30 seconds remaining in that game. And the game essentially is over. It's the guest team leading 49-38. But that game has had some hop to it. Bourne leaders returns. Boomslang joins them. 3:24 remaining, second half. Official giving instructions and the inbound coming. Play continues, and again, this is a time that they lost track of where the whistle was being blown, but the shot up and good, so it's now a 9-point lead, but kind of everybody stopped playing for a moment. 23-14 with 3:05 remaining, so it's not just me who gets tripped up by the errant whistles. Ellie in the front court. On the sideline, leaves it for Kate. Kate to the left hand on the dribble. That gets knocked around as she sends it out left side for Alexa. Down low, 2:49 remaining. It bounces out of bounds into the fans. Bring it back with 2:44 remaining. On the near side, Born Leaders was going to attempt a handoff, but there was nobody home, and they call a jump ball. The tie-up, in part, from Kate for Boomslang, and a fresh set of players on for Born Leaders. Boys game is concluded down to our left, 51-38, final score in that game. Born Leaders brings it in. Heading to the left side, out on the left side, pull up, is off the front iron, no good. Ball sits, rebounded by Born Leaders, 2:25 remaining. They have a 9-point lead, 23-14. Switching out to the left side, stays there, further left, outside the arc, now middle of the lane, thrown up, no good, off the bracket. Ellie bringing it the other way, 2:07 remaining in a 9-point game. On the sideline. And an errant pass stolen. Born Leaders gets it back. Boomslang now takes it away. Handled by Aurora. Aurora with a handoff to Nelly. Nelly down to the baseline. 1:49 remaining. Ellie works inside. Back it goes. That's up and no good. Right on the cylinder, and it falls out of bounds now. Looks like a girls' game now coming up to our left. Spartans and team in blue. The Hoopers, I believe it says. In any event, down it comes, right side for Born Leaders. Long jumper, hits off the side iron. They get the offensive rebound. Out toward the corner, back on the baseline. Spin out to the right wing. Further out, good ball movement to the elbow. Alexa had a hand on it, ripped it away, but it goes back to Born Leaders with 1:14 remaining. Working down low, Alexa gets it back. 23-14 Born Leaders as they're in control to wrap this one up. A deep shot is no good. Taken right back by Born Leaders. Born Leaders looks like they're going to take this one here today. And now the whistle blows. Born Leaders coach, I've seen him before. Sure, he's a great guy. Never looks happy. You have to love it. Just kind of a cantankerous coach who I'm sure will smile a ton in about, 52 seconds or so. Here's a deep shot. That's good. Oh, my. Nelly had had enough. As Nelly goes over and high-fives Alexa with her second three-pointer, it's 23-17. Unless we're seeing it wrong. Well, Alexa's standing at the line, so I'm going to say the three-pointer comes off the board. So, now they put it on the board. It's an and one, a four-point play, and she's got it. How about that? 23-18, and I believe 46 seconds remaining. The clock a little tough to see, but a putback almost good and a foul whistle. Boomslang is now down five with 42 to go. And Born Leaders coach says, okay, let's get the other five back into the game. And as soon as he can, he's going to. Kate to the line with a chance to draw to three. First one, no good. There is the buzzer you hear with the fresh five coming back for Born Leaders. Kate's second free throw is on the way. Missed that one. 23-18 and 39 seconds remaining. Controlled in the backcourt right now by Born Leaders. They try to get across the timeline. Did they? No, I don't think they did. Or did the coach call a timeout? He did. All right. On this busy sports Saturday, one thing not going on in the area today is baseball for certain, with all the rain going on. But everything else in play. And again, if it can come together, We'll be right back with you very shortly after the conclusion of this one. Boomsland girls talking it over at their bench. Coach Mike doing most of the talking. Looks like 29.9 seconds remaining. Part of the scoreboard is obscured. It's up against a wall down along at center court, but at a hard angle for where I'm positioned. See if we can do better for the second game, depending on where we are. We're on court three. Inbound coming for Bourne Leaders. 5-point game, they get the inbound. Backed out with 27 remaining. Long shot right wing, no good. But they get the offensive rebound. Collide in the lane and a foul. Fouls on Alexa. Free throws coming. And the first one good. Official comes over and says something to the shooter. All right, whatever was said seemed to be no big deal. 24-18. Second shot coming. And that's good. So the lead back to 7, 25-18, and 14 seconds remaining as Alexa brings it up. Alexa switches, goes out to the right side. Nelly awaits. Nelly drives down low. Nelly to the baseline, had it blocked. Kate looks to get it back. Down to, looks like, 2 remaining, if I'm seeing it correctly, and I am. That'll do it. 25-18 is the final score. Bourne Leaders gets a 7-point win. Some good things for Boomsland, but not meant to be in this game. We're going to immediately step out just so we can make sure where we're heading for our next game, which we plan to bring to you. If the game stays right here, we'll be back in minutes. Music doesn't seem to be working right now, so I beg your indulgence on that. We'll get that straightened out later on. For the gang here at House of Sports in Ardsley, New York, I'm Rob Adams. You've been listening to Boomsland Basketball with the final score. Bourne Leaders 25 and Boomsland 18. We'll see you hopefully in just a few minutes from the Boom Mic right here on Robcasting Radio. Powered by Rob Casting Radio.